HarperCollins presents The Judas Tree by Amanda Jennings, read by Joe Jameson. For Sean, who brightens life. Betrayal is the only truth that sticks. Arthur Miller. Prologue. Do you remember what else you said that day? There was an eerie calm to the man's voice that chilled the dead, stale air around them. He looked up at him, those eyes burning with hatred, mouth twisted into a bitter snarl. Adrenaline coursed through his veins as he fought against the cords that bound him, a desperate rabbit tugging and twisting in its snare. The man leant forward and whispered close to his ear, breath hot, words creamy with intent. You don't remember. Shall I remind you? You said, this will teach you. Remember now. Then a soft rumble of laughter as he dangled the penknife in front of his face like a hypnotist's watch. Later. How long had it been? An hour? Maybe two? He lay on the floor alone and bleeding. He craned his neck to see where the man was, if he was near. But there was no sign of him, no sound. The concrete beneath his cheek was cool and uneven, its musty dampness filling his nose with each breath. It was a smell he'd always liked. In his top three, in fact, along with petrol fumes on a garage forecourt and hot bitumen. His wife thought he was mad to like smells like these. But what did she know? She liked smells that made her fat. Vanilla, freshly baked bread, and cake. He listened to the hum of traffic outside, passing cars and vans, fewer now than earlier, the drivers unaware of him, hurrying home, minds focused on crawling into warm, safe beds. The gaffer tape wrapped around his head and covering his mouth pinched at his skin, and when he coughed, there was a strange rattling inside his lungs that pushed phlegm and Christ knew what against his sealed lips, making him gag. Fuck being tied up and left bleeding on the floor of some godforsaken shithole. He made another futile attempt to pull his hands free. The ropes bit into his wrists, and a sharp pain shot up his arm through his shoulder and into his neck. A broken collarbone. The bastard's broken my bloody collarbone. One of his eyes had swollen closed. Through the other, he saw a pool of blood that bloomed on the concrete. What the hell was he doing there? Shivering on the ground, beaten, kicked and cut, watching blood quietly seep from his body. Things like this, deaths like this, was he really going to die? Should only happen to two-dimensional characters in tenner-penny thrillers and crappy TV dramas. But here he was, dying a fictional death, lying in his own blood and piss, pathetic, cold and broken. How long would they take to discover him? Would the police find his killer? Or would he be just another unsolved crime, the murder of a nobody cluttering up their files? Footsteps approached. His body tensed as a surge of fresh panic jump-started him. His heart pounded as he turned his head towards the approaching noise. The man stopped walking. The knife glinted. He held his breath and waited for whatever was going to happen next. Every cell in his body screamed with pain. He kept as still as possible. Played dead. Would that send the psycho away? Sure enough, when the footsteps started up, they moved in the opposite direction, echoing lightly on the floor. He lay there some time. He was aware of his body growing colder. He vaguely remembered reading that as an injured body lost blood, its temperature dropped. His mind drifted in and out of consciousness, a listing ship on a gentle swell. He tried to listen for the cars, perhaps catch the sound of a police siren, but all he could hear was a faint ringing in his ears. White noise. His vision blurred to a hazy mirage, and the effort of keeping his good eye open was too much, so he allowed it to close. His breathing was steady now, and at last his pain began to subside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?